Good afternoon. Can I ask everyone to please take your seats? We'll get started. So good afternoon again. I'm Jim Neisel. I'm Dean of the Faculty of Engineering here at McGill University. Bienvenue à tous and welcome to the second evening of the inaugural Trotsky Symposium on Sustainability, Engineering, Energy, and Design. The vision behind this annual symposium is focused and clear: to provide a platform to better inform and educate decision makers and the public about issues surrounding sustainability and energy. As you all know, many universities work in these broad fields of human inquiry. Their academics, like those at McGill and Polytechnique Montréal, conduct research and teach courses in energy and sustainability. But what sets McGill apart and Polytechnique Montréal's two institutes is their determination to provide an effective mechanism to influence public policy. Part of that mandate includes writing position papers and working closely with professional bodies and governments. But this yearly symposium in particular is considered key in focusing attention on the relevance of sustainable engineering, energy, and design practice in people's lives. The location of the symposium will alternate each year between McGill's campus and that of Polytechnique Montréal, as will responsibility for the choice of the theme. By working collaboratively, our two institutions will help to secure Montreal's place as a driver of research and discovery in these critically important areas of modern life. As a researcher myself and as Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, I'm delighted that this twinned approach to problem solving and discovery will help break down some of the walls that have needlessly separated people from a range of disciplines who must come together to deal with some of the world's most pressing and complex problems. The organizers of this inaugural symposium are pleased that the guest speakers who were selected are perfectly suited to help McGill and Polytechnique fulfill their role in better enhancing scientific literacy. Our five speakers, two last night and three today, are experts in their respective domains, and I look forward to learning from them as much as you do. So at this point, with that, I have the pleasure of inviting Professor Rose Goldstein, McGill's Vice Principal of Research and International Relations, to come to the microphone.
Thank you, Dean Neisel. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs, chers collègues. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue à ce premier symposium de l'Institut Trottier, un événement très attendu par des participants, des membres de la communauté universitaire de McGill et l'École Polytechnique de Montréal, et que nos institutions participantes et nos partenaires. Since it began in 2012, the Trottier Institute for Sustainability in Engineering and Design has proven itself to be committed to building bridges between researchers and building opportunities for students related to sustainable engineering and design. In my role as vice principal at McGill, I take particular interest in such activities. I know how important it is that universities become more externally focused if we want to solve the complex problems that society faces today. I want to underline Dean Neisel's comments that universities and this symposium play a role in strengthening public policy and organizations and in creating a deeper understanding of social transformation among our researchers, our students, and the public. That's why McGill's strategic research plan publicly expresses our university's core commitments, and these are to commit core commitments to ideas, innovation, sustainability, collaboration, and partnership, as well as social engagement in our research. At McGill, innovation is not a buzzword. We're actively supporting innovation and research by changing the way we work with our partners, by deepening our engagement with our communities. And we're asking the question, among others, how can we shape the future of cities so they are more sustainable? A question, of course, at the center of this conference, this symposium. To answer this question, and we're very proud of our partnerships, as I've mentioned, our emphasis on partnerships and engaging differently with partners than we have in the past. We're very proud of our partnership with École Polytechnique, and McGill and École Polytechnique are already engaged in at least 10 co-investigative partnerships in topics related to today's topics: green energy, municipal wastewater treatment, green chemistry, and more. I also want to take the opportunity to mention a project of another partner, Quartier de l'Innovation, a project with an urban focus, launched in 2012 as well, under the leadership of l'École de Technologie Supérieure, or ETS, and McGill. This partnership with this project is facilitating collaborations among these two institutions and others, as well as students and community members, to revitalize Montreal Southwest District. I want to mention an initiative in the Quartier d'Innovation, or QI, of which I'm particularly proud and which I think exemplifies and shares the Trottier Symposium's focus on sustainable development. We call this project Salon 1861, and it's based in a church, a decommissioned church in the district I mentioned, with rich historical value, and under the care of a partner, Quo Vadis, an environmentally and socially responsible real estate company in partnership with McGill. This church is being revitalized and transformed to serve its original purpose in a sustainable way as a place for culture, community, and for collaboration. I encourage you to stay tuned to what's happening in the Quartier d'Innovation. It's a project that brings people together, whether it's to foster the emergence of new technologies, build better bike racks, or identify sustainable, renewable, and environmentally friendly sources of energy for a city. We believe it's the way of the future. Your presence here tonight confirms, I believe, your personal dedication, each one of you, to these principles and to addressing major societal challenges. I hope that future collaborations born from discussions at the symposium will be a part of that future, and that McGill will be part of those collaborations and these partnerships. Your ideas are important for public policy, and we must keep these conversations going in order to be certain that sustainable economic and social prosperity is guaranteed for all citizens and for future generations. Lastly, I want to thank the conference organizers, and my deepest thanks to the Trottier family for their leadership and their generosity in supporting so many important, including McGill and other initiatives. C'est avec grand plaisir que j'invite maintenant à prendre la parole Gilles Savard, directeur de la recherche et de l'innovation Polytechnique Montréal. Merci.
Thank you, Rose. Thank you, Jim. Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue. Bienvenue à tous à ce jour numéro 2 du premier symposium Trottier. Je vous rappelle que si nous sommes réunis ici ce soir, c'est grâce à la vision de philanthropes exceptionnels de Monsieur et Madame Trottier qui ont créé à l'Université McGill et à Polytechnique Montréal deux instituts complémentaires et centrés sur deux enjeux critiques pour l'avenir de l'humanité, l'énergie et l'ingénierie durable. Devant de tels défis, la cohabitation d'institutions de recherche francophones et anglophones de classe mondiale, une caractéristique unique de Montréal, fait de notre métropole un lieu stratégique pour aborder ces enjeux et faire rayonner nos travaux dans le monde. Hier, nous avons abordé l'enjeu spécifique des villes durables, une question qui se présente aux sociétés avec force. Dans les pays émergents, les villes grandissent. Dans les pays développés, les villes comme Montréal doivent être réinventées. Et on doit faire mieux, se détourner de modèles d'urbanisme non durables. Aujourd'hui, nous intéressons au corollaire de cette question, c'est-à-dire des industries durables. Nous voulons tous un développement économique qui crée de la richesse. Mais est-ce la seule manière d'y arriver est de produire toujours plus et toujours plus vite, de gruger plus de montagnes, de creuser plus de sol, de détourner plus de rivières? Est-ce que l'industrie, qui a pour raison d'être de produire, peut produire mieux? Est-ce qu'un pays qui a du pétrole à vendre et un Québec qui a de l'électricité en abondance peuvent participer à l'émergence de nouveaux modèles économiques et industriels? Avenues for solutions do exist. That's what we're looking at tonight, with Professor Timothy Gutowski of MIT, a specialist in sustainable factory production, with Professor Julian Allwood of the University of Cambridge, who's studying ways to reduce the demand for materials, and with Professor Greg Cullion of the University of Michigan, an authority on the concept of product life cycle. Voilà précisément l'objet de ces symposiums publics, ouvrir devant les citoyens une fenêtre sur l'avenir. Et je suis heureux de vous annoncer que la série de symposiums annuels Trottier se poursuivra l'an prochain à l'occasion du deuxième symposium qui se tiendra à Polytechnique Montréal les 4 et 5 mai 2015. Alors, je vous souhaite à tous un très bon symposium ce soir et une belle soirée. Merci.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Subhashish Ghoshal. I'm a professor in the Faculty of Engineering at McGill and the director of the Trottier Institute for Sustainability in Engineering and Design. I will say a few words about our institute after today's featured presentations. It is my privilege to introduce the three speakers for today evening. Our speakers, Timothy Gadowski, Gillian Alwood, and Gregory Kaelian, are distinguished researchers in the area of sustainability and engineering. And we are very pleased to have them here to share with us their ideas and insights about sustainable industries and infrastructure. Now, you only see two speakers, Timothy Gadowski and Gregory Kaelian here, but Gillian Alwood is going to join us by live webcast. He is listening to us. Hello, Gillian. He will come in at the right time. Timothy Gadowski is professor of mechanical engineering at MIT. He has served as director of MIT's Laboratory for Manufacturing and Productivity for 10 years and as chairman of the U.S. National Science Foundation and Department of Energy panel on environmentally benign manufacturing. Gillian Alwood is university reader in engineering at the University of Cambridge. He's currently director of UK In Demand, a center that investigates energy demand reduction in the UK. Gillian is lead author for the forthcoming fifth assessment report of the IPCC chapter on mitigation options in industry. Greg Kaelian is a Peter M. Wege Endowed Professor of Sustainable Systems at the School of Natural Resource Systems at the University of Michigan and Director of the Center for Sustainable Systems. He has served as President of the International Society for Industrial Ecology. The three presentations tonight will be made one after another with no pause in between. The question and answer session of the evening, where we'll invite your questions to all three speakers, will follow the presentations. The first presentation will be given by Tim Gutowski, and the presentations by Gillian Alwood and Greg Kaelian will follow. I would now like to invite Tim to the podium.